all other birds, and in the season of the year they won't. Now, right now they are, and I never did notice exactly, but right now they're mocking. Sometimes you'll hear one of them at night tear loose. Of course, we have the old owl, you know, he hollers at
what
night.
What kind of owl you got?
Oh, we call them, these here owls we got now, let me see. We used to have a horn owl here. He was a tremendous big owl, but we don't have them no more. They're gone. And these,
they're all gone?
They're all gone. If they are, I ain't heard one in years.
Yeah.
And they're gone. And these we got now, they call them frog owls, something like that. They're about the size
hoot
of
owl, you got them.
Hoot owls, what he is. Yeah, he's a hoot owl.
Yeah.
And we don't have a lot of them here.
You ever hear that little owl that can, you know?
Yeah, that screech owl.
Yeah.
They're kind of yeah, he kind of trembles like.
Yeah.
Oh, we asked a lot of them. He was a...
What was the old story about them when you heard one of them, you do?
Well, some people used to say, you know, it would have a lot of sayings to it, you know, they didn't like to hear them. But it's all saying, ain't it? To it.
Well, you run turn your shoes over and they won't do that.
Yeah, now. Something like that, or... Yeah, they used to have all kind of old sayings like that.
Yeah. And then that kind of bird that was always working.
You know, used his head for a living, picking on trees.
That was a
peckerwood.
Yeah.
You had three or four kinds of them. We got them here yet, but not lots of them. We got a big one here. They call him a peckerwood. That thing would be as big as a half-grown chicken, looks like, you know.
Yeah, what'd they call that one, though?
That's about all I call them, the woodpecker.
What color were they?
It's black and white with a red head.
Yeah.
We call them redheads a lot of times.
Did you ever hear one called a Lord God?
Yeah, that's him right there. What you call that Lord God? That's the big one.
Lord God, Lord God, Lord God. That's what they say all the time.
I got a pear tree there. And sometimes they'll come in there when them pears begins to get grown and slip in there. But mostly a magnolia I got there.
Yeah.
And they, you know, when they bloom, they make a thing. Yeah. I got them red berries and seeds, you know. And they get in that tree there once in a while when they get them red berries in there and them seed and they eat them. They'll shake the whole top of that tree when they're up in there, you know. Now, there's two or three of them around here. And those things, we had two or three smaller kind. That was similar to the same thing, you know. And they used to be bad on corn. You know, they'd peck in through that shucking on each corn.
Yeah.
People used to kill them for that.
Would folks ever be compared to them? Any type of people, or?
I don't know of it. I don't know of it.
Yeah. Any class of people ever be compared to them?
That's what I say, I don't really know what you would be.
Anybody ever call each other that word, a peckerwood?
Oh yeah, that's a word that you used to know is a slang thing, you know. Yeah. I have heard that used, you know, just for fun.
What?
Yeah, it's funny, you know, somebody call them, you hear a peckerwood or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
But it was just a slang word for fun, didn't have a meaning to it.
Yeah.
Might be one of your best friends, should say that too.
Yeah. Now, them type animals that would just come and raid your hen roosts or something like that.
Well, he had several that done that. The mink was a bad animal for getting in your chicken houses. A mink, and he could get through them at a little place, you know. He was a small animal, but he could sure kill a chicken.
Suck the blood out.
Yeah, and then, believe it or not, I've had these raccoons. I've had them get in my chicken roost, too, in the house. But that's not a common thing, but it do happen.